Okay, as we continue in the Birchon, there is a minhag of Klal Yisrael of many to give a bracha to their children as Shabbos starts. There's a special shefa in the air. The neshama yaseira is in the air, or maybe even just as a there's hopefully more calmness after the week where there was busyness and tirdos. But now there's a moment to focus to share that love. And a bracha is always ba'ahava. So the question is though, why is Yisimcha Lakim ke Ephraim v'chem Menashe? Why dafke Ephraim and Menashe? You know, obviously for a girl, Sarif Garach Valeya, those are the emos. That doesn't have to be explained. That's the emos. But why Ephraim and Menashe? Why based on that pasuk in Parshas Vayechi? So there are a number of ideas given. One of them, a common idea, the Bnei Yisaschar writes in Parshas Vayechi that these are the first siblings that there were no rivalry with. If you think of throughout Sefer Bereishis, we have Cain and Hevel, and Yishmael and Shem Ham and Yafes, and Yishmael and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Esav, and even the brothers with Yosef, Ephraim and Manasseh. We have no record of any disagreements, of any conflict, and that's what we wish our children. And there could have been conflicts, because after all, Menashe was older and Ephraim gets the right hand, but there was no kinna because each of them realized that they each have a tachlis, they each have a purpose to fulfill, and that's our bracha to our children, that they each recognize their tachlis to fulfill, and they're sameach in their tachlis, and they're not looking at someone else's tachlis. They say that the Chafetz Chaim, when he was younger, when he was a little boy, he was playing a game with his friends. If you were Hashem, and one of the, they were going around the circle, and one of them said, if you were Hashem, what would you do? I would give money to this almana, and if you were Hashem, I would make this sick person better. And they got up to the Yisrael mayor, says, if I was Hashem, I wouldn't change anything. Because if it was supposed to be changed, it would have been changed. So he knew that at a very young age. But that's the bracha we give. Ephraim v'chem Menashe, recognize what you have is exactly what you're supposed to have, and who you are is supposed to be who you are. And Ephraim v'chem Menashe, one idea. Another idea is given by a number of the Bali Musar that Yaakov Avinu elevated Ephraim v'chem to the level of Shvatim. Kiruvein v'shimon yuli. Usually we have a concept of Yuridas Hadoros, that every generation further down is further from the source, but we give a bracha to our children. As Yaakov elevated his grandchildren to the level of sons, they went backwards, so to speak, in the Mesorah. So too, we want our children to outshine us even in that way. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that a person is never miskane bibinovit talmido. Again, we'd rather they be even greater than us. There is a nice idea also to, when we give a bracha, even though we all give the same bracha to our children, Kefraim v'chem Menashe, maybe it's a nice idea to whisper something in private to each of their ears, something that one is proud of during the week, a bracha that we're giving for the future. But either way, to make it personalized, that's also something very special, if not every week, maybe at certain points during the year. Okay, have a great day.